Hi, this is Nikita Kalam Harris, and I am an acting coach of In Motion, where we are cultivating creative minds, the full potential of creative minds, through acting coaching and acting career coaching, so that you might shine on stage and in life. Welcome back to the Acting Podcast, where we explore the world of acting and share tips and techniques to help you improve your craft. Today's episode, we're going to be talking and discussing the most important aspect of auditioning in today's digital age, and that is self-tape auditions. So, I don't know, with more and more auditions taking place remotely, it's pretty much essential for actors to know how to create a strong self-tape audition. So here's some tips, here's some tricks to help you stand out from the crowd. One, you need to find the right location. Your self-tape audition should be filmed in a quiet space, in a well-lit space. Avoid any distracting backgrounds or anything that might take away from your performance. I know some people who have a blank wall in their apartment or home that's designated for their self-tape space. I know some people who've actually created an accent wall and they've painted it blue or or gray or some color, and the whole wall becomes their self space, their self-tape space, which actually is pretty cool for when you have live remote auditions, because they often want you to pull the lens back and then you're getting to see more of the space. And if you have this whole wall, then even if you're far back, you're still not getting a whole bunch of distracting shots. In terms of light, there's the ring light that you get on Amazon. There's LED lights on tripods that you can get. A lot of the casting directors are saying that the ring light is in the people's eyes, is distracting. So if you do have a ring light, one tip is to hang it a little higher and have it shine down in front of your face, as opposed to directly in front of you with the camera inside of the ring light, because then you will definitely see the ring in your eyes. But that's just a little tip. You could take it or leave it. I would invest in good equipment. Like, you don't need professional setup, but it is important to have a decent camera, a decent microphone, to ensure your performance is captured clearly. I oftentimes just use my phone. I sometimes use the back because it's more, the pixels are just stronger than like on selfie mode. If I have more time, then I'll go ahead and like pull out my Canon and do the audition on my DSLR camera. And that one has a pretty good microphone, and my phone actually does have a good microphone. Some people actually use like the microphone I'm using for my podcast. I might start using that, moving forward, to see if there's a big difference when I do the playback, to see which one, if it's necessary or not. But you also want to memorize your lines. So just like any other audition, it's important to have your lines memorized, and that way you can fully embody the character and, you know, deliver a convincing performance. I know sometimes even if I look back at some self-tapes, and see ones where I was fully memorized, A, because I probably had the time and the slides were given in enough time too, versus one where I was like kind of off the page, but like I still had, you know, the script like you used to when you went in and you had the script with you. I could really tell the difference in just my body and the comfort level and character things that popped out or not. So if you can, it's great to get memorized, or one casting director told me at least have it known enough where you can pull your eyes off of the page the majority of the time, especially the beginning and the ending. Next one is to use props and costumes. So props and costumes can help you fully inhabit the character and create a more dynamic performance. Now, of course, I'm not talking about like a gun or something. And a lot of times you want to have those pointed off of the camera. So you don't want to have like a fake gun or something pointed straight into the lens. You'd have your your arm slightly off camera, so you're not actually seeing your hand, so that it's indicated that you're pointing the gun, for instance. If it's like a purse or something like that, you have to dig in it to get something. I'll definitely just have my purse actually on me, to get whatever I need out, if it's a hat or if it's a costume. Pay attention to everything in the breakdown and fully embody it. If it's a period piece, research a little bit of the dress so that even if you don't have an actual like costume per se, you can get pretty close to the mood and feel of it from your closet, from the research that you've done. If it's a period piece, if it's a 40s piece, don't have your hair, in an afro properly. You want to have like the two little bobs on the top, or just do research from everything, from the hair to the makeup to what you're wearing, so that you can really, before you even say anything, you look the part. You want to shoot multiple takes, in my opinion. Unlike a live audition, you actually have the opportunity to shoot it multiple times, and you can take and take and take until you get it right. Take advantage of this by experimenting with different choices and approaches. You can do a stronger approach and a more subtle approach. Sometimes they'll allow you to send in more than one take, so you want to have the same essence of the character in the different takes, but you could just turn up the volume or tone down the volume in whatever the emotion is that you're going on, or the tactic that you're going for the character objective. So it doesn't need to look like two different characters in the takes, just two different choices that the character made, if that makes sense. I'm going to keep it brief unless otherwise specified. Your self-tape audition should be no more than, 2, 3 minutes. Don't be taking those huge, gigantic, quote unquote, emotional pauses all throughout. Like, get your objectives out there, make some strong choices, and call it a day. I mean, make sure you capture the essence of the character and the scene in that time frame. And then also, you want to edit and review. So, once you've shot your self-tape audition, once you take the time to edit it and review your performance, make sure that you're happy with your choices before submitting. Sometimes I'll have a few actors just in my call box that I'll send maybe two or three takes to and see if they're seeing what I think I'm portraying. And most of the time, the review is the same on what they're thinking and what I'm thinking. And then from there, you send it to either your agent or a lot of times on Actors Access per se, you'll just upload it into EcoCast and send it off. But I hope that was helpful. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast. I hope that these self-tape audition tips and tricks will help you create a strong and memorable audition. Remember, the key is to bring your best self to every audition, whether it's in person or on tape. And if you have any questions or suggestions for future episodes, don't hesitate to reach out. You can DM me on Instagram at Nikita Kalame, Niketa Calame, Calame. And as we say in the biz, break a leg.